Six Music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
The lazy way they turn your head into a rest stop for the dead, and it all in gold and blue and gray. The efforts to allay your dread, in spite of all you knew and said, were hard to see and harder still to say. A comfort blush, a lasting letter sent to quell your sentiment and keep your trembling scent, your hand at bay. And when a sudden silhouette escaped the top side of your bed, I knew you'd never ever be the same.
I'm not
Good evening, everybody. That was TV on the Radio and Halfway Home. I'm not halfway home, I'm completely home. And I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. So yeah, I played that song with good reason. The theme of this week's Finest Hour is people that are away from home. Songs about being away from home. It's dedicated to all the UK residents that are perhaps overseas at the moment or have moved out there permanently. We get lots of emails from all over the world. So for all the people that have got in touch over the years saying, Guy, your show reminds me of home, this one's dedicated to you. The idea came to me after reading an email from Sue Barsby. Some of you may remember that 2 weeks ago I dedicated a whole edition of The Finest Hour to my grandfather, Thomas Edward Garvey, and I put a picture of the handsome old devil marching the Home Guard down Moses Street here in Manchester on the front page of my Page of the Six Music website. I'm going to put Sue's granddad up there now if you want to have a look. His face is going to be on my page of the Six Music website for the next week, and I'm going to read an email that she wrote me about her extraordinary granddad. In a little while, in about half an hour. So yeah, I've chosen lots of songs about being away from home. I'll also be playing that Sanctus in Excelsis, the choir, the New York choir, the samba band, and Wales, not the country but the animal, performing the Sanctus Osera in Excelsis. It's an extraordinary piece of music which lots of people have been asking about, so I'm going to play that again in the second hour. Our featured artist this week is Blue Roses. If you don't know anything about her, that's coming up in 5 or 6 minutes' time. And there'll be two tunes from Blue Roses between now and midnight. We'll also be diving into the BBC archive to have a look at another Desert Island Disc snippet. Another one from Joe Brand, actually, this week. Good taste in music, that one. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder. And the Beckopedia will drop by and educate us, as she does every week, in those velvety tones. Let's plough on, though. Here's Cat Stevens with Miles From Nowhere. This is a great song. He is, of course, now, I think, a headmaster of an Islamic primary school in London, and his name is Yosef Islam these days, or Yusuf Islam. But this is one of the best songs he's ever written. A real rousing number. I urge you to sing along. Happy Sunday, everyone. Here's Cat.
Miles from nowhere, guess I'll take my time. Oh yeah, to reach there, look up at the mountain I have to climb. Oh yeah, to reach there, Lord, my body has been a good friend, but I won't need it when I reach the end. Miles from nowhere, I guess I take my time. Oh yeah, to reach the end. I creep through the valleys and I grope through the woods, 'cause I know when I find it, my honey, it's gonna make me feel good. Yes, I love everything, so don't it make you feel sad? 'Cause I'll drink to you, my baby, I'll think to that. Not a soul inside. Oh yeah, but it's all right. I have my freedom, I can make my own rules. Oh yeah, the ones that I choose. Lord, my body has been a good friend.
love everything. So don't it make you feel sad, 'cause I'll drink to you, my baby. I'll drink to that. Yes, I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that. Oh. Miles from nowhere. Yes, I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there.
Cat Stevens and Miles from Nowhere. Speaking of cats, you might meet my cat at some point in the next couple of hours. She's bobbing around the house here somewhere. She usually interferes. We named our cat Jocelyn Bell Burnell, after Jocelyn Bell Burnell, surprisingly, who discovered pulsars but didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize for it. And we thought that was a great reason to name a cat after somebody that me, Emma, Mrs. Emma, admire very much. But we should have thought it through. I do have to shout Jocelyn out the back door now and again, which in North Manchester doesn't go down that well. Yes, my girlfriend's always reminded me, it's the first cat I've ever lived with, this beast. I'm just looking over my shoulder in case she wanders in. And I will have to admit to being teething problems, me living with a cat. I thought, oh, she's beautiful. Animals, yeah. I'm a nice guy. I'll get on with animals. Yeah, she's got right up my bleeding nose since she moved in, but she's chilling now, and so am I. We're getting on a lot better. Emma's constantly reminding me, she's just a baby. Yeah, she's a baby that can move quicker than I can, a baby with claws, a baby that does a business wherever she fancies it, to put it plainly, and a baby that I'm worried one day might be able to take out the birds in my garden, of which you know I'm very fond. Anyway, enough about the cat. Time for our featured artist's first song. Blue Roses. Let me just grab my notes. What have I done with them? There they are. Blue Roses is the recorded name of Laura Groves, who, if my memory serves me correctly, is a Yorkshire lass. This came out in 2009. The album's called Blue Roses, and the first of the two songs I'm going to play from it is called Does Anyone Love Me Now? Blue Roses, from Blue Roses, Does Anyone Love Me Now?
Nothing is concealed.
Isn't that great? Blue Roses and Does Anyone Love Me Now? I'm going to be playing another tune from that album, which was released in 2009, a little bit later in the show. If you have any idea what's going on, is she making another record, Laura Groves? I seem to remember being involved with something to do with members of The National, but do let me know. I could look it up on the internet, but where's the fun in that? What's happening with Blue Roses? Okay, new music now from Grimes. This is a song called Genesis. Grimes' real name is Claire Boucher, I think you pronounce it, and she's from Montreal. She's on 4AD, and when she was signed to 4AD, she said, "I'm so honoured to be releasing my next album with them. A record label I've admired since I was 13 and first heard the Cocteau Twins and realised girls can make music and goth is sick." The album will be called Visions and it's coming out on March 12th. And this is a really uplifting little tune. Once again, it's Grimes from Montreal and the track's called Genesis. Thank you. Day, Montreal's Claire Boucher, that's Grimes and Genesis. Did you love it? Of course you did. The album's out and that single's out on the 12th of March.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So the theme of this week's show, for reasons I'll tell you in a little while to do with an email we've been sent, is being away from home. I guess that's feelings of longing, sometimes feeling of being lost. I've written quite a few songs about it myself. The first one I remember writing about being away from home was an Elbow song called Fugitive Motel. I mentioned being in the Dust Bowl in that song. I wasn't, in actuality. I was in Texas, but I was missing Emma Jane, who is now my sweetheart, so that worked out all right, didn't it? But this is an absolute beauty. This is Blind Faith. I believe Ginger Baker plays the drums on this tune, and frankly, his crash cymbal is too loud, but it's a lovely, lovely song. Eric Clapton on the vocals, Can't Find My Way Home.
Somebody must change.
Blind Faith and Can't Find My Way Home. A lovely, lovely song. It doesn't, however, excuse the what can only be described as paedophilic front sleeve of that album. Very disturbing image on it. But anyway, wonderful song. I've had an email about... we did album openers as a theme, didn't we, the other week? Here we go. A few people got in touch about various first song on an album love. Loretta Room said she's always loved the first song on an album. It's always led her to it. As did Sean Coleman as well. And Oliver Payne said, I'm glad you brought up the subject of the opening track because I usually tend to decide if I want to buy an album by the first track. This technique has been used on nearly all my favourite albums as I'm blown away by the first track. This includes Rider to the Sea on Anna Calvi's debut album. Well, there we go. Anna Calvi's a lovely girl. We saw an awful lot of her last summer when we were doing the festivals, and I'm hoping to again this coming summer. She's a great girl, a band of really lovely people as well, and she had a terrific year. I can't wait for her next record. Check out her effortless guitar skills on this, the opener from her debut album, Anna Calvi. This is Rider to the Sea. Makes you want to hear the rest of the record, doesn't it? That's Anna Calvi from her debut album. That's the opening track. That's Rider to the Sea. Thanks for getting in touch on that one, chaps. So the theme of this week's show is songs about being away from home. This quite often happens to me, as you can imagine. Sometimes I'm in an aeroplane, which is cool by me. Sometimes I'm on a tour bus, which is even cooler. Most tour buses, if you can imagine, UK tour buses, this is, are double-deckers. So you get on, there's a lounge downstairs to your left, full of airplane seats and little tables. Obviously, the driver's at the front with his bunk behind him. And then when you go upstairs, there's 13 or 14 beds where you sleep and a back lounge, which is where people tend to congregate after the bus starts moving, and you sit around and you talk and you can watch films or you can listen to music. And there's also an awful lot of laughter goes on the Elbow tour bus. Everything's covered in velour. I'll crack my famous gag again. I fought velour and velour won. And then right at the front of the bus, there is two seats facing forward out of the window. A tiny little lounge for private moments. We call it suicide lounge for two reasons. If you've been on a particularly long tour, and this has happened to anybody who's ever been on a tour bus, it can get pretty grim. And if you're contemplating ending your own life, that's maybe where you'll go and chill out until that feeling passes. The other reason it's called suicide lounge is because were the bus to crash, you would be projected through the window with some ease. Here's an interesting fact you might not know. When people sleep on a tour bus, they always sleep feet forward. For obvious reasons, that if the bus crashes, which happens now and again, you break your ankles and not your neck. So if you ever get on a tour bus for the first time, sleep with your feet facing forward. God, that's a bit grim, actually. I've gone down there. Anyway, so I want you to picture me sitting in Suicide Lounge, missing Emma Jane Unsworth. I was in the middle of the States, as it goes, listening to this song by the wonderful Bob Dylan. From Greatest Hits 2, this is Tomorrow Is a Long Place. And it's my favourite tune about being away from home.
If today was not a crooked highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart is softly pounding, yes, and only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water, I can't speak the sounds to show no pain, I can't hear the echo of my footsteps, I'll remember the sounds of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could only hear her heart softly pounding, yes, and only if she was lying by me, that I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in that silver singing river, there's beauty in that rainbow in the sky, but none of these and nothing else can touch the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, I could only hear her heart softly pounding, yes, and only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again.
Isn't that wonderful? Softly pounding, there's a lyric, and I could hear her heart softly pounding. Bob Dylan and Tomorrow Is a Long Place. This next song is a Bob Dylan tune as well. Can you do that? I hear the nation cry. I can do what I want. I'm the chief of police.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. there's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Possibly the best guitar solo in the world, Jimi Hendrix making Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower very much his own. So the theme of the show being away from home, as I keep reminding you, was inspired by this next email from Sue Barsby. I've prepared some fitting music, if you don't mind, Sue, because this is quite a long email, but I'm going to read it all out because it's beautifully written. Here we go. What about this? Dear Guy, I'm a week behind listening to you these days. I'm too tired and pregnant to stay up till midnight on a Sunday like I used to, so I'll listen again on Sunday afternoons instead. Today I've caught the show while sewing a cot quilt for the baby, a girl due in May, and I heard you talking about your grandfather. You asked for more pics and stories about grandparents and the war, so here you go. Sometime last year, you very kindly played me an old recording of my great-grandfather Fred Douglas, who was a variety artist. His son, Philip Neil Clifton, was my grandpa and enlisted as soon as he could when war broke out. He fought in France briefly before being captured in St. Valery when the British were retreating to Dunkirk. He was then taken to Poland, where he spent the duration of the war in a POW camp doing farming and forestry. Before the war, he worked for an insurance company who sent him food, cigarettes and books throughout the war and had lots of girlfriends. He was engaged to one of them before he left Britain, but she broke the engagement off in 1941, saying, "Waiting for a POW to return is like chasing a shadow." My grandma had been one of his girlfriends, and they'd had three dates before he went away. She carried on writing to him, she was a land girl, and they courted and got engaged by correspondence. With his father's show-busy background, he was interested in singing and songwriting, and he wrote her this song in October 1941. It's called You're Strange, which may at first sound a bit cheeky, but Strange was her maiden name. This is his song now. "I have read in olden books, patience is a virtue, but I've found from life itself just how time can hurt you. I had heard from other folk, absence makes you fonder, but I scorned them till you came, and now you make me wonder. You're strange, waiting the way you are when I'm so far away. It seems to me you're strange, caring the way you do. After all that you've been through, darling, please never change. Time will fly till we can be together, you and I, two hearts that no one can sever. Don't change, dark days will soon be fair. I know I'll find you there, sweetheart, because you're strange." In the winter of 1944-45, he was marched through the snow to Brunswick to avoid the Russian army, and he was freed by the Americans in April 1945. My grandparents got married in May 1945 and were together until he died in 2001. "I miss him very much. Grandpa loved music and old movies. His favourite, I think, was probably Bing Crosby. I always think of him when I hear Stardust, though I usually listen to Nat King Cole's version. Hope this is the kind of thing you were wanting. I attached two pictures of him for you to see. In the group photo, he's the slick-looking fella on the left at the back. Thank you for your company on Sunday afternoons, and I'm looking forward to hearing new Clute and Elbow stuff as well." Well, good luck with the baby, Sue. That's a beautiful, beautiful email. Thanks for the photos of your granddad, which are on my website now and will be for a week. And, well, I could only dedicate this song to you, couldn't I, Sue?
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Nat King Cole's Stardust for Sue Barsby and her grandpa, Philip Neil Clifton.
Hello, I'm Sean Keegan. My job is to make sure there's no silence between the times of 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's my job to play in the records, talking between them. But silence is a bit underrated, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice, I thought, just to have a moment's respite from all that noise? So, rather than go on about the show, I'm instead going to give you the gift, right now, of silence. Enjoy it. I forgot to say that. Problem is, you can't have complete silence, or else the emergency tape kicks in and people start to panic.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Marginally better than silence, sometimes.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio. 6. Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So, if we're talking about being far away from home, I love this tune from Tom Waits. I've got the lyrics hanging around here as if I didn't know them by heart. Will you sell me one of those if I shave my head? Get me out of town is what Fireball said. Never trust a man in a blue trench coat and never drive a car when you're dead. Strange memories, odd questions and very, very sage advice from Mr. Tom Waits.
All night long on a broken dress, living in a medicine chest.
Trust a man in a blue trench coat. Never.
effectively nuts. Tom Waits and telephone call from Istanbul. There was a really fascinating snippet on this week's Radio Lab about inspiration, and it was Tom Waits talking about the fact that he gets his songs in different ways. He was saying sometimes he has to wrestle them to the floor, sometimes they're like bits of gum under the desk in bits and pieces that you have to sew together. I can't do it justice, you know, but I'm inquiring about the possibility of maybe getting a snippet of Radiolab onto the programme one way or another. I'm just inquiring with the powers that be if that's possible. If you don't know what Radiolab is, you should check it out. It's online, wicked radio coming out of New York. It's just great stories. Talking of amazing radio, it's time to dive into the Desert Island Discs archive once more. We've had an email actually from Ben Toon, who is one of the people responsible for putting most of the Desert Island Disc episodes from the last 5-6 years. It's the Kirsty Young and Sue Lauder years, as he puts it. And they're all available for you to download from a link that I will put on my page on the Six Music website. Ben, thanks for getting in touch. And indeed, if you want to hear some more of Joe Brand's Desert Island Discs, after this little snippet, you can go there and download the whole damn thing. Great, eh? Thanks for getting in touch, Ben. And as I say, I'll put those links to a few programmes, actually. Some celebrating 70 years of DIDS, as I call it. But for now, here's Joe Brand talking about one of her favourite tunes.
When I think about the subject of a lot of your comedy, you know, things like, you know, notions of beauty, sex, gynecological issues, you know, the inadequacy of men, there's a strange parallel universe between you and Joan Rivers, and you both seem to be at opposite ends of the same spectrum.
Yeah, so that's quite interesting. I think being what I'm not would just be too much effort, really. And, I mean, I think there's an awful lot of women around, but you very rarely hear from them, who kind of aren't interested in, you know, ironing their pants or putting their makeup on for half an hour every day because they want to get on and do other things. So, I mean, I like to think that I speak for all women, to the extent that a lot of women feel constrained from saying sort of unfeminine things about men because they think it will kind of get them into trouble. And with a certain sort of man, it would, you know, because I think a lot of men don't like to hear themselves being criticised.
Tell me about your second piece of music.
My second piece of music is, it's a song by Kate Bush called Oh England, My Lion Heart. I love Kate Bush. I think she's a real kind of one-off. I assume that we have a similar childhood because I was brought up in Kent, in the Weald of Kent, in a little village. I had a pretty idyllic upbringing. And there's mentions in the song of apple orchards and carol singing and all that sort of thing, which really kind of resonates with me. Plus, there's recorders on it. And we were all tortured with recorders at school. And you thought they can't ever possibly sound great. And actually, they do in this song.
Oh, England, my lion heart. I'm in your garden, feeding fast in your arms. The soldiers Japan steals the kids in Kensington Park. You read me Shakespeare on the Rolling Tones. That old river poet that never ever ends. All thumping hearts, hold the ravens in, keep the tower.
Well, that'll make anybody homesick, I'm sure. Kate Bush and Oh England, My Lion Heart. Let's stay with that theme right now. If you're away from home, if you've been away from home and come back again, you know what it can feel like to go home. M Ward certainly does.
Oh,
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Barry BC, that's who.
Spindrift and Speak to the Wind. Do you all feel like gunslingers? I know I do. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, there's another hour to come. You never can tell what's going to happen. Somebody got in touch. Jessica Mandy Price got in touch and said that she loved listening to Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash last week, and she said she could imagine in the recording each one watching the other to see how and when they would start the next line. That was, of course, a déjà-nu experience. Do you know, I've just realised I haven't put one together for this week. So the déjà-nu is old news. There was a pun in there somewhere, sorry. A bunch of people got in touch about me playing Talk Talk recently. I played Happiness Is Easy on the album Openers edition of The Finest Hour. Dave Timms got in touch. Andrew Wanless got in touch. Peter Ullman got in touch. And Riley Dave said, I always thought this band were a step up from Duran Duran until I bought a copy of Spirit of Eden. Listening to Happiness Is Easy on your show, I remember the trademark mix of wonderful acoustic instrument sound, especially the acoustic guitar and upright bass. He says he listens every week to this show on the iPlayer while sitting at his desk at work. It really helps him get through the day. Dave, I love it. I'll throw your email over my shoulder in a flourish of delight. If you're listening when you shouldn't be, please do let me know. I love it. It's almost like being a pirate radio DJ. Arr. That was terrible, wasn't it? This week's theme is being away from home, and it put me in mind of this song by Editors. Lovely boys, Editors. I've known him for years now, and in actual fact, I'm singing on this tune somewhere, I believe, but I certainly produced it along with Craig Potter, who's the keyboardist in Elbow. So this is Editors, produced by Elbow, and this song's called Let Your Good Heart Lead You Home.
You let the dark in somehow. I feel the winter more now. Something you can't come back. I am worried about you. Once you've gone, girl, you can't come back. I am worried about you.
Editors and Let Your Good Heart Lead You Home, produced by me and R. Craig. Shout out to Max Smalley, who requested that back in November of 2009, I think it was. Maybe it's even earlier than that. Okay, wonderful, brilliant music involving me. And you know, wonderful, brilliant music involving me don't just take care of itself. No! You need good police! Victim was written in 1969 by the Rolling Stones and released 2 years later as a single. A soft-centered story of passion and heartbreak, it became Jerry Hall's favourite song, sending the audio assassins into overdrive. First, jazz-tastic Karen Souza dragged it to the nearest trendy coffee shop, draped herself on a couch and tried to drown it in a non-fat decaf mocha frappuccino. Whew. Luckily, it managed to escape with nothing more than a foamy white moustache. Next came the trembling tenor vocals of Sarah Jane Morris and Eric Mingus, whose attempt at a haunting performance was so distressing that it was left cowering in a corner, shivering uncontrollably. Then, guided by the unseen hand of sinister Simon Cowell, the mystifyingly popular Susan Boyle warbled her way through a version so saccharine sweet that it was left with several missing molars and an acne problem. But when the whiny-voiced, white-bearded Leon Russell mounted his horse, grabbed a rope and a branding iron and prepared to make his mark on this classic ballad, it was murder.
Child of living, so easy to do all the things that.
No, no, murder most foul, murder most foul, murder most foul, no, 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 no.
Suffer a delicate
now you decided to show me the same. No sweet pain exists. Oh, off stage lines could make me feel bitter.
Love the Rolling Stones more and more as I grow older, you know. More Moida next week.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio. It's actually special radio.
This is
Six Music.
If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck? Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Pete Townsend.
Why was John Peel's system important? He was a listener, a broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening, my name's Tom York, this is the Six Mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the human show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6
Music.
Thank goodness for high-dose anti-equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Some new music now from A Whisper on the Noise, a new band to me. This is coming out on the 27th of Feb. It's called Your Hand, and I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. Briggs is one of those musicians who has become a legend by performing sporadically and then disappearing into obscurity. She embodied the 60s folk revival, not just with her distinctive singing voice, but also because of her nomadic lifestyle, which took her from London squats to horse-drawn carts as she sang away across England, Scotland and Ireland. It was there that she honed her vocal skills by embracing the Shannos style of singing that favours small flourishes around the notes of the melody. Her high, crisp voice was so suited to the sound that it almost took on the quality of the Ilion pipes that are the mainstay of traditional Irish music. Although she clearly loved the songs she performed, she never aspired to fame or commercial success. And after releasing a couple of albums, she was content to leave the music scene behind and has never recorded since. But listening to the delicate beauty of Blackwater Side, it's easy to see how she gained the admiration of some of folk's greatest names, from Ewan McColl to Sandy Denny, and why her voice is still so celebrated. Because after four decades, this precious recording still shines like the rarest of gems. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
One morning fell to take the air down by Blackwater Side. 'Twas in gazing all was the Irish lad I spied. All through the forepart of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man he arrived. And he gathered his clothes. He said, fare thee well today. Well, that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on bed. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go you brought with your wants and will. For there's not a girl in this whole wide world as easily led as I. Sure, fishers they'll fly, and the seas run dry. 'Tis then he'll marry I. Mm-hmm.
Wikipedia chose Anne Briggs and Blackwaterside to educate us with this week. Thanks so much. She'll be back next week. I mentioned I had an email. It was from Chris, and how do I pronounce this? Chris Eels, perhaps? He says, where might I be able to get a copy of the Cathedral Choir of St. John the Divine, Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus? This is an incredible piece of music that haunts and delights. It is of the rare breed that wraps itself around you and lifts you up in its dizzying soundscape, skin shivering with aural delight. Not until it was finished did I realise that time had passed and I was back in the real world. Did you hear that, R. Karen? My sister Karen turned me onto this tune. I know it was on a compilation, I think, called Voices. Let me just check. Let me just have a little look while I'm queuing it up. It is absolutely beautiful. And the record you're looking for is called Voices, a compilation of the world's greatest choirs. And I don't know where you'd get that from. If anybody has any luck tracking down this tune, then do let us know. In the meantime, I'm going to play it again so you've at least got it for this week, Chris. Thank you for your email. Here is the Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus, performed by Wales, yes, the Animo Wales, and the Choir of St. John the Divine, New York, and a samba band called, sorry, it's still clicking, the Brazilian Escola de Samba. There we go. This is an extraordinary piece of music. Dear BBC engineer, please make sure you give it plenty of volume. are. The Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus, performed by the Choir of St. John the Divine in New York, a samba band and some whales, would you believe? If you want to know what any piece of music I've played on the show ever is, then go to Show By Year on my page of the Six Music website, and you can go and track them down. So that piece of music reminds me of one of my five sisters, Karen, who lives in France, and I know she listens to the show. I love her very much. It makes me think of her. This song makes me think of our Boop. This is Genesis and Ripples in its entirety, I might add. Chief of Police.
Bluebells come in every size. Some are wise and some are the wise. They got pretty blue eyes. You're not a man, may change. Look strange, look strange, look strange. Marching to the promised land, where the honey flows and takes you by the hand, pulls you down on your knees, while you're down a pool. Up and she shakes her head as if to say that it's the last time you'll look like today. Launched a thousand ships is sinking fast. That happens, you know. The water gets below. Seems not very long ago. Lovelier she was than any that I know. Never know it's time to close the book and gracefully decline. The song's found a tale. My, what a jealous fool is she. The face in the water looks up. She shakes her head as if to say that the bluebells have all gone away.
Well, I think that's absolutely beautiful. I'll have not one thing said about Phil Collins. Wonderful. Our featured artist this week is Blue Roses. This album came out on Excel in 2009. This is my favourite track for it. Earlier on we heard Does Anyone Love Me Now? This is called Doubtful Comforts. So simple, so beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, Blue Roses. Second track from our featured artist this week, that's Blue Roses from the album of the same name, that was Doubtful Comforts. Go and buy it, did you hear me? Buy it, don't steal it. Six.
music.
It's good to be on the radio again.
Lauren Laverne is back. Join me for a celestial mix of new music, old music, live music, and a little bit of talking. Weekday mornings from 10. This week, I'm joined by Noel Fielding, Ed from the Chemical Brothers, plus Django Django are live in session. You can catch up on any show at any time. Just go to the Six Music website, where you'll also find my first session of the year with Laura Veers.
I think people could say, oh, this is the beginning of the end for her. She's doing a kids record. But I feel that it's a really cool art form, and look at, is it okay to discuss real life?
Mama's gonna buy him a little blue bird, gonna sing. Hey.
Lauren Laverne, weekday mornings from 10 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
It's Sunday night for most of you. And I've not played this song in months. It must be one of my most played songs ever. It's certainly my most recommended song of the last few years. Here is Joan Wasser, otherwise known as Joan as Policewoman, with the song Real Life. Listen like you've never listened before.
Song.
That's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much to Sue Barsby in particular for getting in touch about her granddad and giving me a theme for this week's Finest Hour. Any theme recommendations, song for guy recommendations, observations, witticisms, criticisms, photographs, paintings, the works. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Thanks to Peter, Michelle, Ian and everyone who helps me put the show together at BBC North. Thank you so much to the Beckopedia for all the material that she brings to us as well. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... New week and night night, Mum.
Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
It's about that time. Stand by for Culture Clash Radio. Yes, people, I'm here once again with a selection of sounds that cross time, space, and genres. The aim? To turn on, entertain, and ease you into the week ahead with a laid-back selection of sounds from the likes of James Levy and the Red Rose, Mercury Rev, Big Youth, The Leisure Society, Tennis, Lau, Nina Simone, and the Silent Poets featuring Terry Hall, amongst others. As usual, there's more tunes than there is time, so let's not waste any and get to it with Dread Flintstone and the Modern Tone Age Family's From the Ghetto.
You're in tune to Dread Flintstone, my fight. Right about now, my selector. Come on, yeah!
How do you feel?